I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on the music of John Lewis. We're going to have a set of three. The first one is Things to Come with the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band in 1946. Then Loverman with Clifford Brown and J.J. Johnson and John Lewis in 1953. And then finally Venice, a John Lewis composition played by Cannonball Adderley and Bill Evans in 1961.
Thank you.
We started the second hour off on the music of John Lewis with a set of three. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me. The first one was this supersonic version of Things to Come, played by the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, Dizzy on trumpet, Mel Jackson vibes, John Brown on alto, and John Lewis on piano, recorded in 1946. And then Lover Man from Clifford Brown on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums in 1953. And then finally Venice, I think a very attractive Lewis composition, played by Cannonball Adderley on alto, Bill Evans piano, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on drums in 1961. We're going to hear one of the third stream pieces of John Lewis and Sonny Stitt, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we've got a set of two. The first one is a trio led by Tommy Flanagan. He's on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Tony Williams on drums. In 1983, the tune is an early Lewis tune, Afternoon in Paris. And then we will hear Move, J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding, Benny Green, Willie Dennis on trombone with John Lewis piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Art Taylor on drums from 1953.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Unlimited show on the music of John Lewis. I'm Dennis Owsley. We heard Afternoon in Paris, played by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And then Move, J.J. Johnson, Kay Winding, Benny Green, and Willie Dennis on trombones, with John Lewis on piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Art Taylor on drums in 1953. We're going to hear John Lewis with a quartet on his last recording date, and a group with Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, and Sonny Stitt. So please stay tuned. We've got a station break now. Following the station break, a set of two. The first one is Three Little Feelings. And this is one of the third stream music things that Lewis wrote. And that's a combination between jazz and classical music. The brass ensemble of the Jazz Classical Music Society in 1956. And then Sonny Stitt will play alto on Hootie Blues, with John Lewis piano, Jim Hall guitar, Richard Davis bass, and Connie Kay on drums in 1963. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard a part of John Lewis's Formalism in the third stream piece, Three Little Feelings, played by the brass ensemble of the Jazz Classical Music Society, with John Lewis arranging and composing, and then got back to the blues with Hootie Blues, Sonny Stitt on alto, John Lewis piano, Jim Hall guitar, Richard Davis bass, and Connie Kay on drums in 1963. We're going to be hearing Charlie Parker's Mood and the Miles Davis Sextet doing Two Bass Hit. But first, we've got another set for you to play in this hour, and that'll be following the station break. The first one is Cain and Abel, John Lewis piano,
Cal Collins guitar,
Mark Johnson bass, and Lewis Nash on drums, recorded in 2000, and that's Lewis's last recording date. And then We, or Allen's Alley, played by Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Stan Getz tenor, Sonny Stitt alto, John Lewis piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Stan Levy on drums in 1956. Dennis Owsley, and we closed the second hour of the music of John Lewis with Cain and Abel, John Lewis's quartet in 2000, his last recording date. And then we, or Allen's Alley, with a group that consisted of Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Stan Getz tenor, Sonny Stitt on alto, John Lewis on piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Stan Levy on drums in 1956. Please stay tuned for the third hour following the station break, and we're going to be hearing Charlie Parker's Mood and Two Bass Hit by the Miles Davis Sextet.